Millions of Americans are using prescribed medicines daily and putting up with the risk of side effects. If you feel trapped on lifelong drugs and want off of them, there is a way. Pharmaceutical products create a weakness and dependency. Eventually, weakness leads to failure. The solution is sources that are strengtheners, which lead to restoration. Contact Apothecary Herbs for their free product catalog and discover what professional strength herbal formulas can do for your heart, kidneys, pancreas, digestion, prostate, brain, and more. Call now 866-229-3663 or visit online thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order and empower yourself. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three. Good luck.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you, so that's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We are ready to roll, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Oh, yeah, we're going to be talking about controlling the human behavior, the mind. Oh, yeah, we got some interesting stuff to share. Also, we're going to get to your glands. We didn't get to it last time, and we'll see how much time we have after that. We may talk about some skin issues and maybe some secret ingredients. We'll see how the hour goes. And we have a quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi, or righteous men and women in uniform. As you know, I'm seeking the Lord's face and hitting the knees. You know, I did hear from one person. Not from the radio show, but from the newsletter, who said that they like the articles, they like the information, all the research that goes into it, but can you please leave God out of it? And I have to say a holy no. See, everything's about God. It's his creation. See, every breath you take is about him. So, no. So, yeah, you can either tune in or tune out, but no, no, no. All right, so I brought my devotional today. Let's see, Isaiah 40. It's from Isaiah 40, Psalms 27, and Philippians 4, and it goes like this. Meet me in the early morning splendor, and I eagerly await to hear from you. In the stillness of the holy time with me, I renew your strength and saturate you with my peace. And while others turn over for extra sleep or anxiously tune into the latest news, you are communing with me, the creator of the universe. I have awakened your heart, a strong desire to know me. This longing originated in me, though now it burns brightly in you. So when you seek my face in response to my love, both of us are blessed. And this is a deep mystery designed more for your enjoyment than for your understanding. I am not a God who discourages pleasure. I delight in your enjoyment of everything that is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. So think on these things. Am I light in you, which will shine brighter day by day? Amen to that. We're supposed to be salt and light and not hide it under a bushel, so mind the time, it grows short. Without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, let's say scientific literature now saying, hey, that water that you buy, the bottled water, dangerous. Actually, fluorinated water, tap water, better than that, they're saying. This is from a report in the Daily Mail. They said, to be honest, several water, bottled water brands could be, you know, pretty much just tap water. But if you're getting a really good filtered water, they're saying that, you know, because it doesn't have fluoride in it, it's going to give you a tooth decay. But a 2015 study, researchers, University of Kent, that got into the Journal of the Epidemiology and Community Health said they revealed, in kind of a shocker, that fluoridated levels of water are 30% more likely, according to their research, to develop hypothyroidism, which is this underactive thyroid because of the fluoride. And also a study published in the Journal of American Dental Association had some shocking results for them. Ironically, their research team said that very fluorinated water to prevent fluorosis or tooth decay actually causes tooth decay. Oops. Moving along in the quack report. Let's see. Cutting high fructose corn syrup out of your diet can help your health several fold. So you got 75% of packaged foods and a lot of drinks have the fructose corn syrup in it. Well, it's 20% cheaper than sugar, so that's why they put it there. So when you consume this, it converts into fat, and the liver has to metabolize that, and you get a fatty liver from this. So if you remove it from your diet, it'll stop your hunger pains, overeating, and sugar cravings, and you'll lose the extra pounds. But Professor Gene Mark Swartz and his colleagues at Touro University in California said that when you get rid of this fructose from your diet, because it contributes, they say, to type 2 diabetes, but it also can give you a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, as well as obesity and cardiovascular problems. And so if you get off the fructose corn syrup, you could probably wipe out all those problems without any drugs. Their study was published in the Journal of the American Osteopathic Association, and he said Americans who did get rid of the fructose in their diets lost weight and also decreased by 22% of the fat concentration in their liver in just 8 days. Whew, there you go. Just a little dietary tweaking. There you go. Last but not least in the quack report, here's 10 ways to protect your pets from getting cancer and dying young. They say never spray Roundup weed killer in your yard. Also, never feed your pet any food that's made and prepackaged from China. They say don't let your pet drink from the toilet and don't fill their drinking bowl with tap water. They say never use chemical-based flea sprays, powders, or collars or ointments, and never flea bomb your house. They also add, number 6, don't let exterminators spray poisons in or around your home or under your home. And beware of the hoax vaccines that your pet doesn't need, as well as do research thoroughly on those heartworm medicines They may not be healthy for your dog or cat long term. Also, watch out for pet treatments that often contain carcinogenic ingredients like GMOs. And lastly, don't use toxic ant, roach, or bug spray or traps or pellets that your pet can have contact with. And protect your pet. Yeah, check out the powerherbs.com. They got natural stuff for your pets there, an alternative for you. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. All righty. We are going to be talking about the controlling of the human brain. It is crazy what I'm going to tell you. I mean, you're probably going to not believe it, but man, the research is overwhelming on this stuff. So when, you know, when my kids were seniors in high school, there was a presentation for the seniors in the gym. They conducted this presentation, but hypnotist was there. Yeah. So it was kind of entertaining. It was an entertaining way for them to demonstrate human consciousness and the power of suggestion. So students volunteered to be hypnotized and, you know, with various suggestions to evoke a behavioral response. And the audience was amused to see their classmates, you know, cluck like chickens or do funky dances or behave as if they were naked in public. And later, these volunteers had no recollection of their actions. So, and movies and TV shows have actually presented similar themes, but with kind of a sinister twist, calling it remoting. Have you heard about that? Yeah, it was to suggest that there was a way to put people on remote control and have them, you know, commit crimes or suicide or whatever the controller wanted. So this goes kind of far beyond the subliminal forms of suggestions to influence people. And as long as there is deceit among people in powerful positions, you know, new techno discoveries will be exploited. So we're going to check out, we're going to take a look at some new research involving the human mind. This may blow your mind, by the way. So they're controlling the mind, or they're looking for a way. This is new research of August 2017 that involved the University of Buffalo, their College of Arts and Sciences, and it revealed the research in not only mapping the human brain, but also in controlling it. So the scientists used these minuscule magnets and the magnetic field of the brain to influence brain cells and control body movements. So far, they report success in controlling the area of the brain that induces movement of the limbs. They're able to remote control running, turning around, and even total loss of extremity use. Now, of course, this research is being reported to the public as being extremely valuable in understanding the brain in order to treat brain injuries and neurological disease. Of course they are. But that may be the fringe benefit, but it is really mind control that offers the real power. So this magnetic research is revealing what neural circuits of the brain control behavior and your emotions. And this research is producing a mind control roadmap. Let's read a quote here from PhD Arned Perale. He is a professor of physics at the University of Buffalo. He says, "How is the computer of our brain working? There is a lot of work being done now to map the neural circuits which control behavior and emotions." End of quote. Well, I want you to remember this name. Don't forget it. Science is calling this new brain technology magnetothermal stimulation. It's also referred to as transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS. So how does this work? Well, the patient is injected with magnetic nanoparticles that engage the temperature-sensitive ion neuron, these channels of the brain. So when the magnets are heated up, they create a magnetic field and stimulate the brain cells to fire and the brain channels open. So this will allow science to specifically target regions of the brain. Now, of course, the masses are being told this will cure depression and epilepsy and other neurological disorders. However, In animal studies, they were successful in controlling three separate regions of the brain in mice. They controlled the area of the animal's brain that controlled motor function, or the motor cortex area, and they made the mice run. When the mice didn't want to run, they made them run. And to make them run in an opposite direction, they controlled the region of the striatum, which controlled motor maneuverability. And then when they wanted the mice to stop and not move at all, to make them freeze, if you will, they controlled this deep region of the brain. So do you want to know how precise this research has gotten at targeting the brain regions to get a behavior that they want? Well, let me read you this quote by Dr. Pirelli, professor of physics, Buffalo University. He says, "Using our method, we can target a very small group of cells in an area about 100 micrometers across, which is about the width of a human hair." End of quote. Wow. So it would seem that laser precision accuracy to control the mind has arrived. So the poor mouse, you know, I'm sure he was scared senseless, not able to control his own body. Someone took over. So think about that. Think about that. If someone took control of your body and you could not stop it. So the controller could make an assassin out of you, use you against your will. Make you jump off a building, commit suicide even. Think about this. You know, against your will, make it harm anybody. Well, let's look at the genetic engineering, because this is what this is. Because to get these magnets to work properly, the scientists first use a special strand of DNA that is designed to target neurons, forcing them to produce heat and activate the ion channel. So when the magnetic nanoparticles arrive, when they're injected in, the magnets adhere to the brain and form a layer as thin as onion skin. So here's where the science gets a little scary. They can apply an alternate magnetic field to the brain, which causes the magnetic forces to flip quickly, and it generates heat to swarm over the brain cells, opening the ion channels, and this causes rapid fire of the neurons. This is where they can take control of your brain. So this is how science can take over and control a human brain. Eventually, that's what they're shooting for. The scientists called their research the New E-Life Study, and they specifically used magnets made from cobalt ferronate surrounded by magnesium ferronate in a shell. So you probably wonder, well, are there any side effects to this? Well, according to Professor Pirelli, when they stimulated the brains of mice many, many times, that the brain neurons showed no signs of change. Aha. Well, how advanced is this? Well, according to Professor Pirelli, this research is really decades old. They first manipulated neurons in a Petri dish. So how advanced will this research get really is anyone's guess. I suspect that with time they're going to discover how to even erase memories or plant new memories, all without drugs and surgery. So another aspect of this research is called optogenetics, where light is used instead of magnets to generate the heat in the region of the brain and activate certain cells. However, that option requires an implantation of fiber optics in the brain. It has to be done first compared to this magnetothermal stimulation, which can be done remotely, silently, invisibly. Think about that. So what's their next phase? Well, according to the scientists at the University of Buffalo, their next challenge is to use the magnetic thermostimulation to silence multiple brain regions at the same time in mice. And I'm like, why? Right? Well, the scientists didn't really reveal the reason for this, but they did state they received $3.5 million in funding for this research from the National Institutes of Health, you know, to specifically conduct this type of research. So the research, this research was published in the 2017 August Journal of eLife, and the Journal of Science actually did a write-up also on this research, calling it wireless remote deep brain stimulation. And they reported that the magnets are designed to stick to the TRPV1 brain receptors, exposing the brain to what they called widespread alternating magnetic fields and firing of the neurons. So this action actually changes the magnetic fields and its domain. And additionally, they also report that the nanoparticles persist in your brain for over 30 days. And they said it could cause chronic stimulation without the need for implants or wire connectors. So it's obvious that neuroplasticity research here is about identifying, reorganizing, manipulating the synaptic connections, and thus the activity in the human brain. So research is claiming that this is non-invasive and offers no side effects. Do you believe that? I don't think so. There's got to be some fallout somewhere. So keep digging, Miss Wendy. I will. This sounds like a whole lot of stress because it's not normal. It's not natural. They're controlling the electric current in your brain and in influencing behavior and movement and all kinds of things. So that sounds like a whole lot of stress to me. And there are numerous studies on how stress changes or damages the brain. So electromagnetic influences on the brain are known to affect calcium and iron levels. So what science is experimenting with could have some very damaging effects on the brain. And some scientists are cautioning their colleagues to the risks, which could, cause seizures, they say, and even mood changes. I'm thinking personality changes, So scientists, they know that the human brain is still developing by the age of 20, and using any of these methods on young adults or children would have more significant impact. Oh, yeah. It definitely would. Here's a quote from, this is Simon Nimp and David Keyes, Institute of Molecule Pathology. They say electrophysiological experiments are perilous because oscillating magnetic fields, by their very nature, induce an electromotive force in conducting electrodes. This approach exploits the very sensitive magnetic receptors, and magnetic genetics are a force or a torque-based method. Ooh, that sounds a little forceful. A little out of the norm, doesn't it? Dr. Roy Kadosh, University of Oxford, says this. Research has shown that delivering electricity to the right part of the brain can change the threshold of neurons that transmit information in our brain. And by doing that, we can influence cognitive abilities and different types of functions. You need to know how long to stimulate and at what time to stimulate and at what intensity. Different brain regions than those intended could be affected and could impair rather than improve function if the polarity is reversed. Uh-oh. Here's a quote from Stephen Novella. He's a neurologist at Yale. He said, there's a lot of published evidence that could make it seem as if there are proven therapies. But as usual, the marketing is a couple of steps ahead of the science. End of quote. Well, it's all about, funding and writing papers and getting accolades. What do you think, Frank? Do you think this is an advancement? That's the question. Because magnetothermal stimulation of the brain, kind of light years from hypnotism, I would say. So wireless control of someone's physical body is not ethical. It's beyond criminal. And what technology like this would do in the wrong hands is to remove the free will from its victim. So any patient that is treated with this technology for, let's say, a neurological disease or a brain injury would be remotable for at least 30 days, right? And let's see, what does Frank say? He says these are mad scientists possessed but with evil. Oh, yeah. I think you're right about that, Frank. I really do. So who's to say that the special DNA and the magnetic nanoparticles, which, you know, targets the neurons, could be included in some other medical treatment without a patient's knowledge. How about a vaccine, for example? Could this be another reason behind the adult vaccine programs? Well, deceit is often a part of human character, in which modern medicine is not immune. So in the movies and the TV shows where remoting was featured, it gave examples of its use, which were remoting an airline pilot to plunge a plane into the ocean to kill a politician on board. Another example was to make a successful investment banker jump off his office building. It's doubtful the medical examiners would be looking for magnetic nanoparticles, right? Right. Well, while I'm all for, you know, safe treatments that help people with neurological issues, I can see the double-edged sword here with this experimental nanothermal stimulation treatment. And science may know just enough about the brain to do some damage, and we need to be aware of these risks with the misuse of science. So there are herbs that help our nervous system, it can help it repair and strengthen it. I prefer the herbal therapy over the nanoparticle therapy. Thank you very much. But if you're interested, call Apothecary Herbs. Ask them about their brain concentrate formula. They have headache formulas as well as formulas for anxiety and depression. And coming soon is going to be a new formula that is called Nerve Regenerator. Okay, so if you think you're on your last nerve, you might want to check that out soon. Call Apothecary Herbs, get a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or just visit them online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because you're taking the power back. That's what you're doing. And you can check out, they got, you know, herbs to strengthen heart and cardio. They have, you know, natural organic whole food, you know, supplements there that, you know, you're not going to get in stores because they use forced extraction methods and you don't get the same thing when you do that. Yeah, if you want an entree on your plate to be whole food, then you should demand your supplements be whole food as well. And that means all the nutrition that was originally in the food source, the organic source, is still there. That's important chemistry-wise. You know, it's a balance going on. Got to have minerals with the vitamins and nutrients and the proteins and amino acids for the body to absorb and utilize. So, you know, master chemist, that would be God. He gets the credit every day, all the time. So rely on that, and you won't go wrong. You definitely won't. Well, I can see by the clock we're going to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about your glands. If you're under stress, we're going to help you out, and we'll see if we can fit in some signals your skin may be giving you. If you're having some problems, it may be an indicator. Some people, you know, ignore a lot of symptoms when they shouldn't, you know? You shouldn't ignore symptoms. That's an indicator. The body's talking, screaming even. We'll be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm Herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Right now, our guest stars tonight on Shebang on the Monday night edition are some lads. New records in the South.
Too hard about the things you're saying. You're pushing too hard every night and day. You're pushing too hard.
And we're going to be talking about how you can help your glands out, because when you're under a lot of stress, your glands take a big hit. According to the American Institute of Stress, your health will suffer in a lot of ways if you have too much stress and your glands are really tired. 44% to 50% of Americans are more stressed than ever before than just 5 years ago, according to their surveys. And the level of stress is an indicator also of our economy, if it's stable, not stable, how the government's working, how it's not working, what you see in the news. And one in five people feel they're burdened with extreme stress now, and they experience more symptoms of attacks like tremors, like shaking, depression, a lot of worry, anxiety. And you know, all this puts a big strain on the body, especially the glands. And your glands are there to help you survive and deal with stress, but they're not you're not supposed to be on red alert all the time. So let's take a look at how we can reduce stress and also strengthen our glandular system. Now, the American Institute of Stress also is stating that a majority of Americans in the working class feel they're working 60% harder at their jobs these days, but they're not getting any more money. So that contributes to more stress. And 10% say all this stress is also increasing the amount of strokes for younger people. So physicians are seeing an increase in the number of patients coming through with stress-related issues. About 3 out of 4 doctor office visits are falling under that category of stress-induced. And it was also significantly documented that stress can be a stumbling block for 60% of all the illnesses we have. So, in other words, stress can increase the risk of heart disease by about 40%, heart attack by 25%, stroke by 50%. So people under a lot of stress are upset, and 40% of them will incorporate a lot of unhealthy habits to try to relieve their stress, like they'll smoke and they'll drink too much, or they may resort to a lot of caffeine or comfort foods and they'll pick up weight, or energy drinks, or even illegal substances in most states. So this leads to a lot of other problems that can come on top of this, like sleep deprivation. If you get too much caffeine and too many neurological stimulants, and alcohol is a stimulant, you're going to not get enough sleep. Also, it will increase your risk of having an accident, and also increase your risk of developing an addiction and accelerating your aging. So metabolically, you will age faster. Well, let's look. Anyone that has gone through a lot of stress, even if it's prolonged stress, will actually admit it creates an imbalance, especially in their mind. They're preoccupied with all these thoughts, and it keeps them from concentrating. Their productivity drops. And so the emotional areas of the brain are overwhelmed and affected. And we're told that at the top of the stress profile are a lot of life events. We hear a lot about, death and divorce and unemployment being our top stress makers. But according to research, stress such as this can have a negative physical effect on the brain. And we're told that the emotional areas of our brain can actually shrink under stress. And this would help explain why a lot of our soldiers returning home from war suffer from that post-traumatic stress disorder, and they have a lot of psychiatric problems in coping. So what is all the cost of this stress? Well, we are often reminded how expensive diabetes or obesity is to our health and the economy, but stress far outstrips those conditions by $100 billion to about $300 billion a year. So if Americans are working harder and longer hours for the same or less pay, they can't afford to take vacations, and they can't afford the things that they need. And they are looking for a way to relieve this type of stress. So according to the American Institute of Stress, 24% of U.S. employees are working an extra 6 hours a week, and they don't get paid for that. So working or for funds that you don't get to keep, and there's all this inflation, and the employer refuses maybe to compensate you, that creates a lack of trust on top of your stress level. Now, in Europe and England and Spain, workers are required to take 30 days off per year. So the average American gets 18 days off per year, which includes 10 work days and 8 national holidays. So the people of France take 7 weeks off per year. And workers admit, they don't quit their jobs, when they're stressed out. They quit their boss. That's what the research is indicating. Extreme job-related stress on employees say they quit their boss. So people quit when there is extreme coworker tension, or the boss makes their job harder, or the workload is too ambitious. So let's recap. So stress can have this snowball effect. Job-related stress can lead to a loss of income, A loss of income can provoke relationship problems, and all this leads to poor eating habits, malnutrition, inadequate sleep, and we haven't even added the stress created by, you know, watching the news or reading email or dealing with social media. Can you see the stress level go up and up and up? So let's look at the stress symptoms. Some people may think, hey, I got my stress under control, but here's some stress-related symptoms. A lot of people go to the doctor because they may feel tired, they have a lot of fatigue, or they have headaches, or digestive problems, or muscle tension and spasms, appetite problems. Some people grind their teeth and they have TMJ, which is, you know, the muscles of the jaw get tight. Some people go because they have a lack of their libido or they feel dizzy. So where there's extreme stress, your symptoms can be a lack of energy, nervousness, irritability, anger, depression, crying, and socially or emotionally become disconnected and withdrawn. So that can be some of your symptoms to look for. So what helps the body with stress? Well, our glands help us handle stress, and in particular, the adrenal glands of the body, they are pretty much your shock absorber for stress. And what exactly does your adrenal gland do? Well, a healthy adrenal gland secretes hormones to protect you from becoming obese, to help you cure you from diseases, to protect you from premature aging, also protect you from a lot of stress. So how does that gland do all that? Well, there are three hormones the gland secretes which help you accomplish this, and they are epinephrine, cortisol, and an adrenal steroid that often is broken down called DHEA. So that's a dibidropiandrosterone, if I could say that three times fast. Well, this is pretty much a hormone trio, and for instance, the epinephrine is your fight or flight hormone. Your cortisol controls your appetite, regulates your immune system, also any inflammatory response, and provides a lot of energy to the body. And then the DHEA hormone, as we refer to it, it helps the body build protein, helps the immune system, and also fight off disease and repairs any damage to cells. So that's what that's for. Also, a lot of people are coming down with adrenal cancer, and the adrenal and superadrenal glands are these triangle-shaped endocrine glands that sit on top of the kidneys. Their primary job is to help you deal with stress. So how common is the adrenal crisis in America? Well, it's not been a major problem until recently, and not all the cases of adrenal malfunction are reported or diagnosed correctly. But the ones that are reported account for about 300 to 500 cases each year. So the average age of the person affected with adrenal stress are middle-aged or the elderly. So adrenal problems are usually picked up on your MRI scans when patients are preparing for some other procedure, and or they've been in an accident and they get checked out with a scan. Children not immune to adrenal malfunction, and most often in female children, research has also been able to pinpoint the risk factors that claim it cannot be prevented. But I know people who stress themselves out with like high protein diets and rigorous workout, you know, exercises, and they get lean and mean. But you got to watch those adrenal glands. You're setting yourself up if you're not going to be careful there. So the most common for adrenal malfunction, the most common symptoms would be fatigue, weakness, low immune system, osteoporosis, insomnia, weight gain, skin problems, hair loss, and depression. And also adrenal disease can also mimic other problems. And a lot of patients get misdiagnosed and they're diagnosed with depression, insomnia, obesity, lupus, arthritis, and some menopausal dysfunction. So be aware of that. So let's get to what herbs I would use to strengthen and support the glands. Well, I like to use herbs that help take the metabolic stress off the glands and soothe them. So I'll use mullein herb. And I like to use tinctures. Liquids are always just more efficient. They work really quickly. So mullein will soothe glands. I also like to use lobelia herb. It creates an exodus of built-up fluids that can kind of congest glands. So I also like to layer in immune support herbs for this. So you might see me use things like a short burst of echinacea or astragalus root. Some Siberian ginseng is a good thing for stamina and energy. So if you're having problems with cardio, I would layer in cardio herbs. And if you have some stress, panic attack, anxiety issues, I'd layer in herbs that help with that. And, of course, the folks at Apothecary Herbs do have all those formulas. And you want to make sure you get some minerals, too. So the sun-dried ocean salt called Celtic sea salt will help build up your minerals that you need in your system. And it's not a form of mineral nutrition that would create a hypertension problem. But minerals are real important. So if you take all the fluids away, we're just a pile of minerals. So they need to be replenished. And actually salt and all the fluids in your body are counter-regulatory, so you need salt to help manage them. So if you're interested in any of these products, check out thepowerherbs.com or give them a call. You'll be amazed at how powerful you are with the right tools and information. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. And herb coupons are on their website. If you want to save money when you purchase, just check out their herb coupons. Or if you don't do the internet, just make sure you ask for the coupon savings. So obviously lots of ways to save there. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to shift gears. We could cover the gland thing. Now we're going to talk about the signals that your skin can give you if you tend to have a problem, especially if you have a liver problem, because that's one of our largest organs, the skin, and it's going to let us know if there's maybe a serious disease, and it's going to let you know long before your doctor can confirm a problem. So your skin is a really good indicator. So, and I'm not talking about, you know, minor skin conditions, which are, you know, usually from maybe a food or environmental allergy. But our skin is really one area that really can be a major organ barometer, if you will. If your organ is beginning to fail and needs immediate attention, your skin can let you know. So statistically, more women than men are affected by, let's say, liver disease. So women exhibit more severe symptoms than men do. So if you ignore these signals that your body's sending you, even the subtle ones, you put yourself at risk, and you may wind up in intensive care. So always listen to what your body's trying to tell you. Well, let's look at how connected the liver is to your skin, because when I think of the liver, I think of it having a direct link to the skin itself. So when the liver is not functioning, one of the first indicators will be dry skin. And no matter how much lotion you put on the skin, it's not going to hydrate it. So the reason is that there's really a blockage of proper fluids that are circulating to bring oxygen and blood and nutrition and fluids to the skin itself. Because remember now, all that blood filters through the liver, see? So the next symptom, if the liver is under duress, is the skin will develop, they'll begin to itch. You'll get an itch, especially in the abdomen area. So skin of this nature, if you scratch it, will rupture. Okay, so if the liver's involved, that's what happens. So the rupture will skip the bruising stage altogether and go straight to a wound phase. So a sick liver can also give the skin and even the eyes this yellow appearance, also known as jaundice. And this should really get your attention. If you look in the mirror and the whites of your eyes are all yellow. Uh-oh. So the appearance of even spidery blood vessels on your chest or your shoulders or neck area, also an indicator. This is a definite sign that the liver is being damaged, very obvious and going to alarm you if you see that. Skin that easily bruises is also a sign of a liver malfunction. So a lot of people say, oh, it's a lack of vitamin C. It may be, but it also may be that your liver's not working very well. So what are the types of liver disease? Well, there are a couple of things that can go wrong with the liver. Several diseases that modern medicine likes to proclaim are, you know, cirrhosis of the liver, cancer, hepatitis A, B, and C. Elevated iron will congest the liver called it's a cirrhosis of the liver through iron, and also Wilson's disease, which is more of a genetic disorder regarding copper accumulation, and of course that fatty liver that could be from alcohol and even not from alcohol. So what are some of the symptoms other than what we just talked about that may prompt some action? Well, some additional symptoms which indicate the liver is having a problem is you may have a loss of appetite. You may have nosebleeds, may have nausea, may have a change in the shape and color and appearance of your nails. Of course, fatigue, you may have that, as well as that skin discoloration we mentioned. Also, excessive thirst and frequent urination can be an indicator. Severe abdominal pain, any dark-colored urine, or even pale or tar-colored stool, when there's a change in the stool color, there's an indicator. You may have abdominal swelling or frequent headaches, dizziness, or spasms, and even behavioral changes like depression and irritability can be an indicator. So anyone that lands in the hospital and hears for the first time they have liver disease, usually they have ignored a mountain of symptoms. Ignoring symptoms are going to put you at risk, and the liver will deteriorate at a much faster rate. Well, let's look at some of the major causes where the liver can, you know, become ill. One of the major causes for liver failure is really alcohol, a lot of alcohol consumption. So too much alcohol inflames the liver, which then can progress to a fatty liver. The final stage is scarring of the liver tissue known as cirrhosis. And if you ever saw an autopsy or a liver that they removed from somebody that was sick and pretty much dying, and it had a different shape. It was all disformed, and it has a lot of fat and holes in it. The organ has holes in it like Swiss cheese, and this is, you know, massive cirrhosis of the liver, because when you get fat, it will stretch the cells of the liver and scar them, and they get fibrous, and then it's not the same tissue anymore. It's not stretchy, and then holes start to tear into it, and this is what it looks like. So the final stage is that scarring of the liver tissue known as cirrhosis, and the symptoms of a diseased liver that is from alcohol are going to be dark urine, mental confusion, very light-colored bowel movements. They kind of look almost whitish, a GI tract bleeding, and even edema or fluid retention. Recovery will require removal of the alcoholic beverages from the lifestyle, and that is forever. Can't go back. Also, there's toxins that can attack the liver. Another case is really when you get toxins the liver can't keep up with and neutralize, and this will cause skin rashes as well as a toxic matter buildup in the body, and it attempts to remove these toxins through the skin. So toxins can be in the form of sugar, fat from unhealthy lifestyles, and the first area that the body will develop a rash is on the palms of the hands and the soles of the feet, okay? So hives will also be a result, along with itchy rashes, because the histamine builds up, and often it appears on, let's say, the eyelids, called chronic urticaria. And a lot of middle-aged females are more prone to the itchy hives, which appear on the eyelids and on the face. It swells up. Swelling of the face occurs, especially if it's around the lips and eyelids. In 30% of the patients, hives are triggered by an addition of, let's say, some medicines, like if you're taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatory or pain relievers like aspirin. Foods and even insect bites can contribute. So all these present toxins to the liver. It has to metabolize and neutralize. Other triggers are going to be a lot of emotional stress, excessive heat like hot showers, baths, saunas, and, of course, a lot of exercise where you're sweating, alcohol, fever and hypothyroidism, all going to contribute and present themselves usually in the upper chest, neck area. You'll see a lot of that, and hives break out. Also, a lot of people aren't hydrating. They're dehydrated and don't know it. If you wonder if you're dehydrated, just drink water for 2 weeks, nothing but water. I mean, you could put a little lemon in your water if you want a little variety, but just for 2 weeks, drink water. You know, skip the coffee, skip the tea, all the caffeine, all the alcohol, and just drink water. At the end of 2 weeks, if you were dehydrated, you'll feel thirsty. Because what happens is if you get dehydrated to a certain point, it affects your thirst mechanism, and you don't realize you're thirsty. So itchy skin associates it also with liver disease is correlated to a lot of dehydration, and the skin gets too dry. The metabolism is suffering and can't process fat properly and can get deposited in clumps under your skin. The skin can also develop spots, hence the term skin liver spots. Now, alcohol isn't the only beverage that can dehydrate you, so you want to watch the caffeine, like I said, and also those energy drinks. Because, you know, Americans, you know, they'll get up and have coffee or tea for breakfast, and they'll get to work. They may have some more coffee or tea or even a soda with caffeine. At lunch, they may have another soda or iced tea, more caffeine. And then in the afternoon, they may need an energy drink or a cup of coffee or something with caffeine. And then at dinner, they may have more iced tea or they may have an adult beverage. So this all this dehydrated type of beverages during the entire day. So there's not enough fluids going in. And by the way, if you're not having the right salt, then salt is not regulating the fluids properly, because when you have the right kind of salt that has 84 microminerals still in it, it will regulate your fluids so you won't get dehydrated and you won't get edema or fluid retention. So too many people are using grocery store salt that's white, dry, has no minerals left in it. So you need a sun-dried salt. Sun-dried salt's going to look gray. It's not going to look white, so that's your telltale sign right there. So if you find yourself with a sick liver, you know, it's really time to change the lifestyle. Avoid those overcooked foods. You might want to eat more raw fruits and vegetables for a while, or juice your fruits and vegetables and get the juice live enzymes in the body that way, because these are the building blocks for healing. Stay away from the diet that's, you know, full of a lot of processed foods or fast foods, and you want to stay on your healthier diet for a full 3 months or longer and help the liver, give the liver time to improve. Now, if you abandon the diet prematurely, you will set back your recovery, because it will weaken the liver. So I also like to use herbs that strengthen the liver and help it regenerate quickly, and that would be milk thistle. A lot of enzymes, antioxidants in the milk thistle. It provides the liver with protein, selenium, manganese, chromium, and zinc. So it helps the liver regenerate, replaces sick cells with healthy new ones a lot faster. So if you're looking for milk thistle, even the liver cleanses, liver detox tea, you can find that at thepowerherbs.com. Very gentle and effective, so you don't have to stay home and do it. You can still do your normal routine. If you want to look after your organs, you want to cleanse them periodically. Cleanse and nourish. It's simple and basic, but it works. Body responds to nutrition because it's a strengthener. Yep, toxins are a weakener. They weaken and cause failure. You want to strengthen. Remember that. Whole food. Strengthen with whole food. So thepowerherbs.com. Get a free catalog, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Put the power back in your hands. You can take control. You can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. Absolutely. And praise the Lord. Herbs are here for the serviceman, from Genesis to Revelation. God can't lie. So where's your faith? Come on. I know I'm out of time, but you know, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.